This is Dina Weiss on Being Good Enough. The debate about Noach persists. Was he a great man or not? The answer to this question not only teaches us about Noach, but also gives us insight into what it means to be a good person and what it could mean to aspire to greatness. It enables us to appreciate that even when we struggle to do the right thing, and even if we don't always succeed in becoming who we would like to be, we can still be considered truly and even heroically righteous. A single phrase serves as evidence both for and against Noach's claim to righteousness. The text says that Noach was a perfectly righteous man in his generation. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav. Rashi explains that though this looks like quite generous praise, it's actually equivocal. Yesh mi rabotenu dorshim oto l'shvach, kol shekein she'ilu haya bedor tzadikim haya tzadik yoter. Some of our rabbis read this phrase as favorable. If he had been in a generation of righteous people, he would have been even more righteous. V'yesh shedorshim oto lignai. And some read this as disparaging. Lefi doro haya tzadik, v'ilu haya bedoro shel Avraham, lo haya nechshav l'klum. And some read this as disparaging. He was righteous in comparison to his generation. But if he were in the generation of Avraham, he would not be considered anything. On the one hand, the verse describes Noach as being a righteous man, an ish tzadik. That seems like a pretty good indication of his greatness. He is, after all, a tzadik. But on the other hand, his righteousness is qualified by the word bedorotav, in his generation. He was only righteous when compared to his contemporaries. Perhaps if he had been in someone else's generation, perhaps if he were to be compared to Avraham, he would not have been considered worthy of this praise at all. And in fact, Rashi continues to compare Noach to Avraham and concludes that Noach was indeed not that great. Et Elohim etaleich Noach. Noach walked with God. Uva Avraham hu omer ki taleich lefanai. And regarding Avraham, it says, walk before me, asher hitalachti lefanav, that I walked before him. Noach haya tzarich sa'ad letomcho, aval Avraham haya mitchazek u'mehalech b'tidko me'alav. Noach needed help to support him, but Avraham was strong and walked independently in his own righteousness. Rashi's characterization of Noach is not encouraging. To him, Noach was a person of insufficient faith, who would not have been considered anything when held up next to a truly righteous man. Noach, who is called the only righteous person in his whole generation, the person without whom all of God's creatures would have gone extinct, is still only maybe possibly kind of great. Noach is thoroughly and unremarkably average. Compared to the bad people in his generation, he's pretty good. But compared to the righteous people of another generation, he is a nothing. The debate thus settled, I'm left with two new questions. First, if the conclusion regarding Noach is that, in fact, he was not great, then why call him a tzaddik at all? Why does the Torah take pains to praise him for his righteousness if he is not noteworthy? And why should it matter to me that Noach wasn't that impressive? Why do we need to pass judgment on Noach at all? We need to look more closely at who Noach is in order to understand what his character teaches us. Rabbinic tradition speaks about three types of people: those classified as righteous, tzadikim; those considered wicked, rishaim; and the truly average, benoni. Noach is the exemplar of this third category. He is truly average. And it is Noach's averageness that is his most important quality and the key to his righteousness. Noach is not called a tzaddik in spite of the fact that he is middling. Rather, it is because Noach is so average
that he can be called a tzaddik. Let me explain. The Tosefta Masecha Kiddushin 1:11 actually advises us to think of ourselves as average.
Ha'osam mitzvah achat mitivin lo umarichin lo et yamav v'nochel et ha'aretz. V'chol ha'over avera achat miri'in lo umekatrin et yamav v'eino nochel et ha'aretz. Al ze ne'amar v'chote achad ya'beid tova harbeh. V'chit yichidi shechata ze ibeid mimenu tovot harbeh. One who does a single mitzvah benefits himself, extends his own life, and inherits the land. And one who commits a single transgression harms himself, shortens his life, and does not inherit the land. And about him it says, one sinner will destroy a lot of good. With a single sin, he lost many good things. Le'olam yehe adam ro'et asmo ki'ilu chatiyo zakai v'chatiyo chayav. A person should always look at himself as if he is exactly half liable and half innocent. Asam mitzvah achat, ashrav, shehichriya atzmo l'chaf sukut. If he does one mitzvah, good for him, for he has weighted himself to the side of innocence. Avar avera achat, oilo, shehichriya atzmo l'chaf chova. But if he commits one transgression, woe unto him, for he has weighted himself to the side of liability. Al zeh ne'amar, on this it says, "V'chote echad ya'beid tova harbeh, v'chit yichidi sha'asa zeh ibeid mimenu tovot harbeh." As it says, one sinner will destroy a lot of good. Because of one sin that he sins, he loses many good deeds. We see from here that the way to improve is to look at yourself as hanging in the balance. When you think of yourself as truly and specifically average, then all that it will take for you to achieve the status of tzaddik is to do one single positive act. According to this teaching, understanding yourself as average is not about underselling yourself as mediocre, but rather about setting yourself on the precipice, one step away from falling, but also just one step away from greatness. When Rashi tells us that Noach is a tzaddik, and also that he is average, Rashi is telling us that Noach is a particular type of righteous person. The kind of person who became a tzaddik because of just one deed, because he improved himself by just enough to be considered above average, even though he is fundamentally still just an ordinary guy. Of course, even the single righteous act, making that one right decision, can be daunting. And our ability to meet this challenge is aided or hindered by our estimation of our own capacity. The importance of having confidence in your ability to achieve moral and spiritual greatness is illustrated by a teaching of Rabbi Yehuda in Masechet Sukkah. Kedarash Rabbi Yehuda, La'atid lavo mivio HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyetzer hara v'shochato b'fnei ha-tzadikim u'b'fnei ha-rasha'im. As Rabbi Yehuda taught, in the coming future, the Holy Blessed One will bring the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, and slaughter it in front of the righteous and in front of the wicked. Tzadikim nidmelahem kahar gavoa, u'rasha'im nidmelahem kechut ha-sa'ara. To the righteous, the yetzer hara will seem like a tall mountain, and to the wicked, it will seem like a strand of hair. Halalu bochin v'halalu bochin. They will all be crying. Tzadikim bochin v'omrim. Hey ach yacholnu lichbosh har gavoa kaze. The righteous will be crying and saying, how could we possibly have vanquished such a tall mountain? And the wicked will be crying and saying, u'rasha'im bochin v'omrim. And the wicked will be crying and saying, how could we not have vanquished this strand of hair? The shock that the wicked and the righteous exhibit when they are confronted with the true size of the evil inclination of the Yetzer Hara is instructive,
because it shows us how they become who they are, how they become righteous, or how they are turned evil. The righteous people are surprised that the Yetzer Hara is so huge, because the secret to their success is that they have trained themselves to think of the Yetzer Hara as small and insignificant. They think of it as conquerable, so therefore they put in the effort that it takes to conquer it. The evil people, on the other hand, have given up. They think of the Yetzer Hara as so imposing an opponent that they give up without putting up a fight. They are so disappointed in themselves when they realize that in truth, the Yetzer Hara is minuscule, and they are ashamed of their weakness. However, in reality, the Yetzer Hara is neither large nor small. The Yetzer Hara is exactly the same size as the person who confronts it. The Yetzer Hara is the same size that we are, because the Yetzer Hara is, of course, us. We decide whether we want to do what's right, and we decide whether or not we have the ability to do it. We are the good inclination, we are the evil inclination, and it is up to us to decide whether we are up to the task of facing ourselves, whether we are willing. Doing the right thing is not easy, but doing the right thing is doable. Noach is well matched by his challenge. The emotional and physical toll of the work that he has to do almost kills him. As Midrash Bereishit Rabbah shares a harrowing but illustrative image of how Noach lived in the ark. Vayimach et kol hayakum, vayisha'er ach Noach. And he wiped out all of existence, only Noach remained. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, ach mi'ut, she'av hu hayagom neach dam mipnei hatzina. Only when the pasuk says ach, minimizes the scope of the verb. Noach didn't survive completely, for even he was coughing up blood because of the cold. This midrash seizes upon a tiny detail in the description of Noach's survival and exploits a classical rule of exegesis to uncover what was going on with Noah, inside of Noah, as he is surviving on the ark and saving his little world. Instead of writing, God wiped out all of existence and Noah remained, the Midrash understands that Noah, quote, only remained, means that Noah just barely remained. The Midrash sees Noah's success as taking a tremendous physical and emotional toll on him. He was coughing up the blood of effort and the blood of anguish. He was doing only what he had to do, and even so, just barely succeeding at it. He does it with reluctance. He does it with difficulty, but he does it. This experience of Noach validates that it is so hard to do what is right. The example of Noach teaches us that it is also completely possible. And the expression the Torah uses for him, even though he does just what he is asked to do, and no more, is tzaddik. Noach isn't an incredible person, but he finds grace in the eyes of God. V'Noach matza chen b'nei Hashem. Asking whether Noach was great or not great is exactly the same as asking whether the Yetzer Hara is large or not large. When Noach steps up to do what he is called to do, he is a great man. So he is a tzaddik. If Noach allows himself to feel inadequate, he will be, and will be no better than the rest of his generation. If he is determined to do the right thing, then the Yetzer Hara, his will to do the wrong thing, shrinks. If he sees himself as weak in the face of his own propensity to do bad, he will falter. The reason why Noach, a totally average person, is nevertheless called a tzaddik is so that we, ordinary readers of the Torah, will think to ourselves, if that totally average person can be considered righteous, can be called a tzaddik, then so can I. If a man with Noach's small amount of faith and small amount of resilience was able not only to survive, but to save his whole generation, then so can we. Noach is relatable and Noach is emulatable. The secret of Parshat Noach is that Noach is us. He is righteous in the way that we are. We may think that we need to be something special or amazing in order to be considered great or even sufficient. But Noach teaches us that it's okay to be average, to be doing the minimum, because the minimum is no small feat. Being good enough is so, so hard. And Noach also found it difficult. Doing a little bit better than who we are already can feel impossible, but Noach proved that it is not. And Noach shows us that the image of a tzaddik as someone who always does the right thing and for whom the right thing is easy and obvious is not correct. That false and frightening image is a strategy of our Yetzer Hara to trick us into thinking that we are morally and spiritually inadequate, when just the opposite is true. We are one step away from greatness. Even if we're not Abraham, we are Noah. Even if we need God's support to keep us on the right path, we will have found favor in God's eyes if we do so. We will be righteous. There are so many reasons to feel inadequate to building the ark and to feel unworthy of entering it. Just surviving, just being average is so hard. But just as Noach found the inner strength and resolve to be the better person that God knew he could become, so too we take the single step, followed by the single step, followed by the single step, which is the path to greatness. Wishing you a Shabbat
of small but significant growth. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you for listening to our weekly Divrei Torah. To see more from our archive, please visit hadar.org/Torah.